So can you, as an experiment, just offer some contrary advice? Contradict that inner dialogue that is telling you you're no good, or all of the reasons why you shouldn't have confidence in yourself. Podcast is a solo one, and I'm sliding into the DMs to unpack a message with you, and it's all about confidence. So the message says, do you have any tips on being more confident? I second guess myself, and since having kids, I just feel less confident and comfortable in every aspect of my life. Confidence is such a big one, isn't it? And I think it's a really common experience for us to feel like our confidence waxes and wanes because there are so many moving parts in our life. And with kids in particular, like, so often you think, oh, I'm getting the hang of this, and then they change, because the nature of the beast of children is that they do change and grow, thankfully, if we're lucky. But with that comes this, you know, continual sense of always being a beginner in parenting. And I know that with this direct message, it's not specifically related to parenting, but just that lack of confidence can be so common for a lot of us to experience, whether it's a lack of confidence in work, a lack of confidence in dating or in making friends, or just our general day-to-day life, particularly after the global pandemic, when so many of us were limited in terms of who we were seeing and what we were doing. Our confidence can be really, really knocked. We're also living in a time where we see a lot of confidence. With social media, we're looking at people who are just often exuding this sense of confidence, whether we agree with them or we don't. Sometimes just the fact that people are showing up and shouting out makes us feel less confident, because we might not have the same level of conviction or the same level of comfortability with being so seen. And I think the being seen component is really relative. Really, really relative, particularly for this question, because if you have young children, you may feel more unseen than you ever have before. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
But the definition of confidence is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. Of course, there's the confidence definition as well, in terms of, please keep this in confidence. You're not going to tell anyone, keeping private matters or secrets safe with mutual trust. But today we're talking about the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. And in this instance, the thing that you're wanting to rely on and believe in is yourself. And sometimes we just lose that sense of self-efficacy, which I think is maybe even more important than confidence. Self-efficacy is that belief system of the ability that we have to do what we say we're going to do. And that's why I talk about self-efficacy so much in the blueprint. I believe that it's so important, and you will have heard me speak about it in other podcast episodes before as well. But when it comes to a few tips on building confidence, a few things did sort of pop into mind for me. I think there are things that we can do at a very surface level to feel more confident pretty instantly, right? I think just pulling our shoulders back and standing up straighter and taking some deep breaths actually can help. when we're feeling less confident, we do tend to make ourselves smaller, right? I feel like often, and this is a very big generalization, so perhaps I'll make it more personalized to say, I have had the experience more than one time in my life with males who, when they get less confident, they puff out. You know, I have so many clear memories of this happening. You know, when a male is less confident, often you will see them kind of broaden their shoulders and puff their chest out and almost develop that suitcase walk, right? Like where they're carrying two suitcases with their arms out by their side, not touching their body, just taking up more space. Whereas I feel like so many women go the opposite way. We tend to hunch our shoulders, make ourselves smaller, look down at the ground. And when our body is in that mode, we really are sending that signal, not just to people in our orbit, but we're confirming it to ourselves as well. So as silly as it might sound to sort of roll your shoulders back and perhaps you want to go and stand against a wall right now, get that nice, straight, upright posture. Lift your chin. Take some deep breaths. I've heard TED Talks about the importance of a power pose, you know, standing with your legs slightly apart and your hands on your hips and confirming that you're in that kind of superhero pose. Apparently that helps as well. I've spoken at events in the past that I will be feeling so nervous for whatever reason, and honestly, just rolling my shoulders back, lifting my chin, and the old fake it till you make it, you know, kind of saying does carry me through. Often, like when it comes to speaking at events, if I'm feeling nervous, that standing straight power pose can be helpful. So just do a quick check, a quick scan right now. What are you doing physically? Are you signaling to yourself that you're feeling good and strong and sure, or are you curling in on yourself?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The next thing that I want you to consider is your internal dialogue. When we're feeling a lack of confidence, a lack of belief in our ability for whatever reason, stop and notice the internal dialogue. What are you saying to yourself? Are you telling yourselves all sorts of stories about, oh, you're not worthy, you're useless, you're this, you're that? Stop and notice that inner dialogue. Can you turn it around? So if you hear yourself saying, oh my gosh, you're never going to get this promotion because you actually have no idea what you're doing and you've been out of the workspace for 5 years now raising kids, turn it around and challenge it. You know, so an alternate might be, yeah, you've been out of the workspace for 5 years, but think about everything you have learned. Your crisis management, your time management, your ability to respond with empathy, like just start pushing back and turning things around verbally with that inner dialogue before you even believe it, right? And that, I think, sometimes is one of the biggest keys for confidence, is we have to take action before we believe it. Whereas so often in life, we tend to think, oh, once I believe it, then I'll have the perfect action and I'll be able to follow through on what I want once I believe it. But if we start taking actions and focus on our internal dialogue, then the belief will actually start to build. So can you, as an experiment, just offer some contrary advice? Contradict that inner dialogue that is telling you you're no good or all of the reasons why you shouldn't have confidence in yourself. Take stock of the existing evidence of things that you have managed to achieve and complete, regardless of whether you felt confident or not. So what I mean by that is, say I was about to speak at an event tomorrow and I would start thinking to myself, oh my gosh, I'm so nervous, I have nothing to say, I'm useless, you know, no one's going to want to hear from me, blah, 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 all of that stuff. I would then think to myself, okay, well, actually, you have felt this way before. I felt this way before speaking at events for Cotton On. You know, I felt really unworthy of doing that, but I did it and it was fine. So Just find the evidence. Take stock of the times that you have managed to achieve things separate from how you felt, because that will start to remind you, oh, okay, I can feel a certain way and I can take the action that aligns with my value of building confidence. Now, I use the word evidence, and that is my catch-all phrase. I remember hearing this from a speaker at an event I held years ago, and she said this exact thing. She said, to build confidence, you have to build evidence, and to build evidence, you need to take action. And I was like, yes, it is so simple, and it's been something that just stays with me all the time. So that evidence to support your confidence is really important. Look for it. How can you build that evidence? And I bet it will come with taking action. You may benefit from changing your physiological state as well. So physiologically, you can alter how you feel by doing things like taking a cold shower. You know, ice baths are all the rage, but a cold shower will do the trick as well, just to change your physiological state. I'm a big believer if you change your physiological or your physical state in whatever way, that's going to help you get out of your current funk. So even running cool water over the pulse points on your wrists can be a really nice nod towards changing that state. Exercise, of course, anything that kind of makes you change your breathing. That's why sometimes after having sex, you just feel so much better. You've gone through this physiological shift. You've been able to be present, hopefully, if it's good sex. You have had this release of chemicals into your system. So that's another thing you can do. Dancing, music up, all of that sort of stuff. If you're more pragmatic, you could definitely create a list in terms of, okay, if I was confident, this is what I would do. And then you could start writing out actions next to it and start making commitments to break them down into smaller habits and follow through. But hopefully some of those tips have helped you when it comes to confidence. If you would like me to dive into specific areas such as parenting or dating or I don't know, whatever it is, let me know by sliding into my direct messages or leaving a comment over on Instagram. As always, I really appreciate you listening. And just know, if you're feeling a lack of confidence and feeling uncomfortable in a variety of different areas of your life, just like this listener is, you absolutely can take the wheel, slide back into the driver's seat, and start to feel better and brighter. What can you do instantly? Is it about breathing, changing your physiology? Is it about building that evidence or just taking stock of things that you have already done? And don't forget to challenge that inner monologue that is going on at all times. You do have the power to say to your brain, hey, let's find some information that contradicts this dialogue that is not helping me. If you enjoyed today's episode, please do let me know. Don't forget to check out our link in the show notes so that you can jump on over and be a podcast subscriber and have access to all episodes ad-free and also a bonus episode every single week. Before you run off, I wanted to mention we have a very special discount code for our podcast listeners. We have 20% off the blueprint happening right now just for you. That code is IM for 20% off the blueprint, which is available via thefray.com. Details are in the show notes. If you're not sure what the blueprint is, it is your best friend when it comes to understanding who you are, who you want to be, and what is important to you. If you value personal growth and development, the blueprint is your journaling experience, and it will help you to access and uncover different areas of yourself that you are actually ready to bring to the surface. Audio is included. So if you love the podcasts, particularly personal development style episodes, you're going to love all of the audio files that come along with the blueprint. I'm talking identity, manifesting, inspired action. You're going to love it. Head on over to thefray.com and use that code IM for 20% off and receive your blueprint to get to know yourself even better instantly. I'm not afraid to Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea and community. We pay our respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.